Ah, mmm. The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Welcome to OK Sis Podcast.
Hi, sisters. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Scout.
And we are sisters IRL.
I'm the older one.
Yes, Scout, we know.
Here at OK Sis, we believe women are multifaceted.
Which is why you can expect sisterly banter on a wide range of topics such as pop culture, our entrepreneurial journeys, and mental health routines.
We promise it'll be informative.
And silly.
As long as you don't get too loud, Mads.
Welcome to the sisterhood.
Hello and welcome back to OK Sis. My name is Madeline Rose Mayo, and in Hebrew, my name is Shoshana, which is the Hebrew word for rose. So it makes sense.
Okay, well, hello, sisters. My name is Scout Sophia Sobel, and my Hebrew name, since we're sharing Hebrew names this morning, is Sarah.
Which, like, where the fuck did that come from?
I think it's probably a relative's Hebrew name, and Sarah, for those who are unaware, was Abraham's wife. So big duties for the Sarahs.
Big duty.
Big duty. Jewish duties. Big Jewish duties.
Oh God, yikes. Yikes. Okay, this is so exciting because your Zoom background is new. It's fresh. It's something I haven't seen before. Would you like to share with the class where you are located?
Yes, paid a premium price for this new Zoom background, let me tell you. Sisters, I officially bought my very first home, and that is literally
first pod in the house.
Mad's signature sound that she makes, and that's the only sound. That's the one that she does.
Only podcast in the house.
Only podcast in the house. Anyways, so I put an offer on a home at the end of December. We closed last week. We moved in last night. So I am recording this from my dining room table. I have been packing and now unpacking. We took a wall down, so we did some quick construction. It has been a crazy experience. I am feeling so grateful and blessed, and I can't fucking wait for Mads to get here because she has her own room and her own bathroom, but we have to wait until my new bed comes so that your bed can be moved up there. So like, give me like 6 weeks potentially. But one of the beautiful things is that today, my first morning in the home, is me and Adam's 4-year wedding anniversary. Which is officially...
God, thank God you guys remembered. Remember last year?
Last year we forgot. Which is officially the 4-year anniversary of the best Maddie has ever looked.
Every year I post on Instagram. I totally forgot about this year. Sorry. Yep, 4 years anniversary to the best that I've ever looked. We'll post it on the... Actually, we should post a little thing on OK Sis Podcast. So if you're listening to this, go check it out. Yeah, it was the best I ever looked. I've never looked better. Probably looked better than you, honestly, on the wedding day itself. Yeah, just really peak Mads there.
You better watch the motherfucking fuck out when it comes to your wedding, because I am going to upstage you and then some because of the way you fucking turned out to my wedding. Unfair.
I know. It was spectacular. I'm not going to even downplay it. I looked so fucking good. Also, I mean, you're going to be like Kendall Jenner at that girl's wedding. I need to show you. Okay.
Oh, no. I can't. That. Oh, my God. That dress. I know exactly what the fuck you're talking about. Kendall Jenner. Like, can we just fucking confirm that my intuition and support for Kendall Jenner was appropriately placed and then some? She is spectacular on all levels.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And that wedding... It was a Simon's wedding. I don't know. Melissa Wood officiated.
No. It was this girl, Lauren. Oh. I like follow her on Instagram. She's great. I don't know how she's like so.
Me
like,
too. But Kendall also looked really good at Simon's wedding too. Like both dresses were supreme.
Right. No. But the one that she wore to this girl, Lauren, I think her name is Lauren Perez. It was like so
extra.
It was
rude.
Like,
I actually think it was rude.
So, okay, listen, there's been a whole story, a whole development about it. The people have been posting me like, if this girl showed up to my wedding like this, like I would be so pissed. All eyes are on her. She looks fucking fantastic. It's just like, you cannot upstage the bride. But Kendall, she just responded and she was like, I got this dress approved by the bride. Like she, you know, was fully aware of it.
But what is the bride going to say to Kendall Jenner? Like if Kendall Jenner was coming to my wedding and she texted me that photo, what am I going to tell Kendall Jenner?
Be like, let's tone it down. Let's tone it down a little.
Can you be like more Hasidic? Like add some chassid into
more
it?
More chassid. Insert some chassid in there. Yeah, exactly. No, but the bride was like, I thought she looked fucking amazing. And of course I approved it. She's stunning. Regardless, that's how I looked at your wedding is the moral of the story.
We should, okay, so cue to
we'll
a
do
meme.
A side by side.
Cue to a meme of, you know, Kendall Jenner / Mads, the same thing. Same thing.
I mean, yeah, same thing.
Honestly, if you put both photos next to one another, wouldn't know who was who.
Wouldn't know. It would be hard to do.
It would be hard. It would be a puzzle. It would be a...
Remember those things in People magazine at the end where it was like, why are these photos different? Spot the difference. That would be me and Kendall.
Do you think that was someone's entire job just to find photos and remove things and like place them?
100%.
10 years ago, that was someone's sole responsibility.
Now there's an app for it.
And today that would be someone's... No, that would be someone's like... 8 to 8:30 a.m. on a fucking Monday task.
Yeah. Oh, the evolution of the workforce.
The evolution of the workforce.
I do want to say, I would like everyone to respect my privacy at this time. I'm in deep grief.
Ashley already texted me this morning with a link saying I'm praying for Mads today.
Everyone, please keep me in your prayers. It has been released and brought to the pop culture zeitgeist, which is I hate when this man is in the pop culture zeitgeist because it's usually about who he's dating and it's very unfortunate. So Bill Hader, love of my life, number one celeb crush, person that I have a hall pass agreement with my boyfriend. If I ever saw Bill Hader, I am allowed to have sex with him. And me and Ben will continue dating. So he is dating Anna Kendrick. And it's just like even me saying this out loud like makes me want to cry. Like I really thought after he and Rachel Bilson broke up, I really had a fair chance at this hall pass. I was really excited to like go to Amoeba Records and find him. And no, he's off the market. It's just a sad day. It's a sad day for me, for the Madses of the world.
I kind of feel as if because it's been revealed that they've been dating secretly for a year, I feel as if it was... I mean, time is so fucking crazy.
That's another dagger to the heart.
Well, but like, didn't he just break up with Rachel Bilson? Like, wasn't that like 6 months ago?
No. That was like a year or so ago. He must have started dating Anna pretty soon after, but they were in that movie together, which is apparently not when they started dating. They started dating after the fact, but they were in that terrible Christmas movie that even I couldn't get through called Noel. If you know, you know. The girls, I get it. Get it. And it was one of the worst movies. I could not even believe the talent that is Bill Hader would sign on to such utter garbage as that movie. So yeah, that's where they met. And now I hate that movie even more. I hated it because it sucked. And now I hate it because it brought them together. It's just rude.
Yeah, it is rude for Bill Hader.
They're not taking my feelings into account. And it's just really, really upsetting.
It's rude that Bill Hader would even contemplate getting into a serious relationship before having a one night stand with you.
That is what I'm saying. I don't know how else to phrase it. Okay. You said it perfectly, Scout. You said it. And I don't even want to keep talking about this because it's making me like want to shiver. It's like,
oh, wow. That was a full body expression. You know, I'm sending my condolences. You're in my prayers and my thoughts. And thanks. While you mourn, I will celebrate today because it's a glorious day in the Sobel residence. That's for fucking sure. So, you know, opposites attract. We are on opposite sides of the emotional spectrum today. We can balance each other out beautifully. And that's what sisters are for.
And that's what OK Sis is all about. Also, just a quick context. I mentioned Bill Hader like a couple episodes ago, I think, and someone DM'd us being like, did I miss something? Like, why are you obsessed with Bill Hader?
I remember that too. And I was like really confused at how she missed this key integral part of your core values.
And my brand. It's one of my brand pillars is...
Yes, it's Bill Hader. Yeah.
Is Bill Hader being obsessed with him. So yeah, just for context, if you're new listening or you're new here, first of all, welcome. What's up? You can respond.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Thanks for pressing
fuck
play.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Join our community center, Geneva.
Just squeeze that in. It's fucking, oh wait, it's also, just side note, our Geneva's popping. The girls in there are so funny and delightful. It's a great community if you're looking for a little digital sisterhood, if you will. Anyways, Bill Hader, yes, I'm a long time stan and I was the OG. I liked him before Trainwreck when everyone was obsessed with him. And he's my number one celebrity crush. He is a permanent number one. It will never shift.
Can confirm this. And now that he's in the news, maybe he'll come on OK Sis. You know, me and his publicist do email because I've been trying to get him on OK Sis. His publicist is extremely kind to me. He entertains me by answering pretty much. And then he goes, I'm sorry, Bill is not available for press opportunities at this time. And so I follow up.
This is the time.
Oh, wait,
this is
the time. I follow up and say, wonderful, no big deal. I can be patient. When will he be available for press opportunities? I will make a note in my calendar to follow up accordingly.
Ghosted.
The fourth time I checked in, I was ghosted, but he got back to me in a timely manner the other times. He was very polite. And so I feel as if in some way I do have an in. I think I can tire him down. I think that if I continuously show interest year after year after year, he might call Bill and be like, listen, I got these two fucking sisters.
They're Jewish.
It's not as great as you think it is, but they won't leave me alone.
And it's not on brand at all. Like, you will have nothing to say to these girls.
You have nothing to say to them. They might fangirl. We might have to have security. One is going to try to seduce you. The other is going to leave the building if that happens. But I need you to meet them and be on their podcast because the emails that Scout is sending me are lengthy and detailed and emotional.
This is what we're going to do.
The other day, my cousin looked at me and asked if I got a treatment in my hair. I said no, but I am taking Nutrafol. You see, sisters, I had some shedding issues postpartum when it came to my hair, so I made it my mission to support my hair growth and strengthen my hair. I mean, Mads, you saw my hair last time I was up in LA, and you even complimented me. Which, sisters, you know that when Mads compliments me, it's a big deal.
I do have to give this one to you, Scout. Your hair is looking thick, strong and beautiful. When it comes to hair thinning, it's complicated. The problem is, it's actually much bigger than your hair alone. Like your skin, hair is a reflection of your health, and internal factors can impact the way your hair looks, feels, and grows. Nutrafol's whole body approach multi-targets underlying root causes like stress, hormone fluctuations, and nutrient gaps for visibly thicker and stronger hair.
Every morning after I eat breakfast, I take 4 pills and it becomes a seamless addition to my morning routine. But the reason I decided to go with Nutrafol when supporting my hair health is that Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. Oh, also, Nutrafol makes the best Mother's Day present, especially for new moms. The perfect way to show them that you care about their postpartum support.
Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code OKSIS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code OKAYSIS. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code OKSIS.
Hey there, I'm Dylan Lewis, one of the hosts of Motley Fool Money. Each weekday on Motley Fool Money, we talk through the business news you need to know and the stories moving stocks on Wall Street. On weekends, we dive into the industries shaping tomorrow and host the experts, authors, and executives that understand them. Tune in for insights, a long-term perspective on investing, and of course, stock ideas, plenty of them. To quote a listener, it pays to listen. Check us out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Let's also take a screenshot of your cold outreach to Bill Hader's publicist, and let's post that on Instagram. It goes viral. Okay, he has no choice. Let's put it on TikTok. He has no choice.
Mads, Why would an email go viral of Bill Hader's publicist just saying, kindly passing at this moment?
No. I want the original. You know how you like wrote a novel the same way that you wrote Taylor Jenkins read a novel? You guys, our outreach emails are very passionate. So I think we should.
No. It's when I get really fixated on one person, I like go in and write a fucking novel. Like when I did an outreach for Taylor Jenkins Reid, at the bottom I said, if nothing comes of this, I just want to humbly thank you for showing me and some like poetic thing about how relationships can exist here, whatever. And, you know, she never responded. Her assistant did, which totally get it. But I would have liked a little bit of an acknowledgement of the email that was put into email.
Of the essay.
TJR.
Of the essay that you poured your heart and soul into.
Yeah, I'm over here writing motherfucking essays and no one's acknowledging them.
Wait, we need to that's what we're also going to do. We're going to see the side by side of me and Kendall Jenner looking the exact same. I mean, you know, who wore it best? And then the screenshot of your passionate, intimate email to Bill Hader's publicist. And then we're going to see if it goes viral.
I'm going to follow up and it's going to say,
oh no,
Mazel Tov on Bill's new relationship Anna. No. We are thrilled for him and are sending our congratulations.
We can't lie. We're
not just
thrilled.
Wanted to check in and see if Bill is interested and available for press opportunities today.
Today, in this afternoon. Does he have 30 fucking minutes? Also, yeah, you should be like, circling back,
per our conversation earlier in 2020.
Okay,
and in 2021.
Sisters, I'm going to try this once again. If any of you work for Bill Hader, please let us know.
There's a couple things that OK Sis repeats over and over again. You know, oy vey, mazel, vagina sweat. And if any of you sisters work at Comcast, if any of you sisters work in the CIA, if any of you sisters work at Press Juicery in the corporation, if any of you sisters are head of marketing at Netflix...
If any of you sisters know Bill Hader, if you're a niece, maybe a niece listens to
you know what? Let a niece, right. Let's cast this net a little wider now, okay? If any of you sisters also know Anna Kendrick, because...
No, fuck that.
You know, we were at a wedding with Brittany Snow, so we're like three...
Oh my God, I forgot about that. That was very strange.
We are a couple people removed, couple interactions removed.
Oh, because you're just talking about Pitch Perfect. Oh, I see where you made that correlation there. I was like, what does Brittany Snow have to do with this?
Yeah, Brittany Snow knows Anna Kendrick is dating Bill Hader. We were once at a wedding where Brittany Snow attended.
Okay, so we can get to Brittany Snow.
Wait, can we just paint this picture for the sisters real quick? Mads and I were at one of my closest friends' weddings and Brittany Snow was there. She's dating someone that someone knows. And actually, I think they're married at this point, but whatever. And so it's in that moment where it's like people are eating dinner, I think. It was kind of a transition period of the wedding. Brittany Snow is sitting at the table. She doesn't move. She didn't dance the whole time. You know,
Wait, did you talk to her? I don't remember this.
No, I didn't fucking talk to her. I'm just painting a picture. So Brittany Snow is sitting at a table looking out onto the dance floor. No one's on the dance floor because, as I said, it's a transition moment in the wedding. And they decide to play Green Day and Blink 182. And me and Mads.
Wait, I have the video.
Have a video. Me and Mads are like.
This also we should post.
Me and Mads are like, this is our fucking time. We go on the dance floor and we headbang to Blink 182 so loud by ourselves.
I got a migraine.
And Brittany Snow is just watching us as if we are aliens on a spaceship.
Also, your tit almost fell out.
Multiple times.
And then my dress had like a very, very high slit. So like people probably saw the vagine as we were jumping up and down. Like it was... we were maniacs.
My favorite part is that you wore that dress to our cousin's wedding too. And one of the bridesmaids, as we're standing taking pictures, looks at me and she goes, I can't believe that girl over there is wearing that dress. Like I can literally fucking see her vagina. No. And I look over at her and I go, yeah, that's my sister. And she gets so embarrassed.
Wait, she said that?
Yeah, some random chick. I don't know who she was. She was talking mad shit on your slit.
Okay. No. Wait, you don't like that. Okay, wait. Okay, I need to post a photo also of this dress. We'll do a poll. Can you see the vagine?
Oh, this is what? You know what? We're killing two birds with one stone. content mapping out on the podcast.
Yes. Yeah. Content batching.
We have our editorial calendar for Instagram solidified for next week.
Solidified. All right. Let's get into the episode because we, have a very short amount of time to talk about this.
Right. You know what? Like, we also need, so we did a poll in Geneva about whether or not you sisters like it when we ramble, and it was 50-50.
So, you know what? I'm taking sorry if you don't like it, but it's honestly, if it was like 70-30 where people hate if we ramble, then I would like, you know, tone it back.
But like, also, this is, in my opinion, my favorite thing in the world is when you and I just talk because
there's so much memories.
Well, it's also, you really pay attention to me when there's a microphone on. Like, sometimes I FaceTime you all the time. Like, when you're in front of a microphone and it's recording, you actually pay attention to me because sometimes I FaceTime you a lot and you just look at me like I'm an alien and you're like, why are you talking to me right now?
That is actually so true. I really only pay attention to you when we're on the podcast. I don't really like pay attention to you otherwise. And you always FaceTime me when you're watching TV because you get in these silly, goofy moods. And it's like very rare form Scout, which I think it comes out a little bit on the pod, but people don't understand like the type of rare form that comes out when you watch TV. I don't know what is happening to you, but you like become like a weird gremlin. Like you just open the FaceTime and you don't say anything. You're just like wide-eyed, like okay, no one can see that, but we'll post it on the Instagram. And then you just start, I don't even know what you say to me. You're just like, have you seen Adam Scott on Parks and Rec? I'm like, yes, I'm a well-connected human. I know that he was on Parks and Rec. What the fuck are you talking about? I have to go.
I ask you important questions. Okay, also, I have a video that we also need to post next week. Geez.
Carly, as you're listening to this, Carly, our intern, make sure you're writing all this shit down so we don't forget.
I was on my way home from a wedding in Malibu and it was dark and Maddie FaceTimed me. And I know it was because she was at the Gypsy Kings and she wanted to share the moment with me. And so I screen recorded it and it comes on and it's completely blurry and I can't even hear the Gypsy Kings. And all I hear super fucking loud is Bamboleo from you. And so I'm like, I can't hear the Gypsy Kings. And you're just screaming the lyrics. I can't even hear anything but your voice. It's pitch dark. And okay, you're just Bamboleo.
I mean, that sounds exactly like what I would do. Also, I was very, very drunk. Anytime I go to the Gypsy Kings.
And then you kept FaceTiming me. Like, I kept hanging up because you were just screaming.
You put it, yeah, you know, you kept, like, putting it on mute and then just, like, talking to Adam, like, just, like, but you were still on it. Like, it was so funny.
I was getting so, and then Adam goes, aw, that's so sweet that she's trying to share the moment with you.
I know, it was really sweet. It was, like, very considerate of me. I don't even know why, like, why wouldn't I just be in the moment? But I was like, Scout needs to hear this.
Yeah. Okay, let's table the meat of the conversation to another time. Let's do some current fixations.
All right, let's do it.
Since we've talked forever. Okay, so sisters, my current fixation today, this week, this beautiful Monday, is the lotion stick. One of our sisters, Aliza, she just started this business. And so as someone who's been listening to OK Sis for so long, which we really appreciate, she wanted to send us her new product. I think she just launched it not that long ago. She sent it to us and I am obsessed. It is now in my bag. I keep one. Okay, I have two. I put one in my bathroom and then I put one in my bag. And so I use it. It's essentially like a little chapstick, but a thick one as lotion. So you can use it on your knuckles. You can use it on your elbows, your arms, like wherever you need. I get ridiculously dry skin during the summer. So I need lotion constantly. I actually use the lotion stick for my lips. I don't know why. I love it as lip balm chapstick. It's not like the shimmery ones are great, but this is literally just moisture. Like just put it on moisture. It's got like coconut oil. Hold on. I pulled up the ingredients because I feel like it's very, very important. It's got cocoa butter, mango butter, beeswax, coconut oil, avocado oil. That's it. That's it. Literally, whoa. That's it. Whoa. Wow. You sound very surprised at the ingredients.
No, I mean, if that's it, then that is spectacular.
No, literally, yeah. That's it. It's just like a stick of incredible hydrating oil. You could put it on your cuticles, your knuckles. I use it on my knuckles sometimes because I bleed there in the winter, but I primarily use it for my lips. I like it. It's a thick stick, and I like that because the chapsticks get lost. They're a little flimsy. Okay, I know that sounded, not the most PG.
You're enjoying your thick stick, aren't you, Scout?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, I am. So anyways, she sent it to us. I loved it. I was DMing her. I was like, this is for sure my fucking current fixation. Next week, one of our sisters, Ashley, again, I keep talking about Ashley. She bought it and loves it. So anyways, she gave us a...
We love Ashley.
Yeah. Like Ashley and I text all the time. We're texting right now. Aliza, the founder of the lotion stick, gave us a code for you sisters for free shipping. And it's just OKSIS, OKAYSIS, which was really, really nice of her. Really kind. But I just love it. I fucking love it that so many sisters are creating their own businesses, starting their own things, like getting after it. And I really feel honored that she thought to share this with us because it's actually like legitimately become a staple in my life. I put it in every single purse I walk out the door with. So that's my current fixation.
Wow. That's a current fixation if I've ever heard one. Fabulous.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro. Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Okay, my current fixation. So, as everyone knows, I and both of us, Scout and myself, are big bibliophiles. I am a very famous participant in Book Talk. So, Scout is not. Do you know what that is, Scout?
Is it the thing you post on your Instagram and then I DM'd you and I said, do I have to download another app?
So that's my current fixation, but do you know what Book Talk is? Just take a guess. What do you think?
It's when people talk about books.
No, book, T-O-K.
It's book content on TikTok.
There we go. Yes. A plus. So as everyone knows, I frequent the Book Talk community and... people have been asking me to go on Goodreads for a long time and, you know, have a little book tracker. I have heard many a bad thing about Goodreads. I know that it is like people's preferred method of book tracking, but it actually sells your data to Amazon and it basically funnels more money into the machine that is Amazon. So there is this alternative. It is started by a Black woman and it's called Storygraph. And it is very similar where you track your books, you can review them. There's a lot more analytics and data that you could do. Like you can see like what genres you read the most and follow up with goals and things like that. So
does it say that Maddie Mayo reads the porn genre more than any other genre?
So it doesn't say porn because that's not what the genre is called. It's called contemporary romance. But yes, I read basically 80% contemporary romance. So I finally did this. I spent like an hour inputting all of the historical data of every book I've read. Not every book I've read, but just, you know, ones that I thought people would want to see. And I put that all on Storygraph. So if you want to... and they have a really easy way to like import your Goodreads into Storygraph if you did want to transfer over. I would highly recommend transferring over. It just, you know, you're not supporting Amazon and you're supporting a Black-owned business and it's a fantastic platform. So follow me there. If you have Storygraph, we'll put it in the show notes.
Oh, I love that. So our current fixations today are supporting a sister's business, a sister's new small business as an entrepreneur, and a Black-owned business. That feels really good to me. I love that.
I love that for us. I know. Well, wow. We were going to talk about meditation, but I guess we'll do that another time. We're just going with our energy.
Yeah, but yeah, you know, you got to go with the energy. Go with your intuitive hit. Go with what's being called to you in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any sort of feelings, any excitement, maybe mazels around the fact that I bought a home?
Oh.
I wanted to give you the floor to express your pride in me. Because you haven't done it yet in public, so I'm giving you the opportunity because I know it's been on your mind.
Oh, great. Yeah, thank you. Okay. Scout, you bought a home in San Diego, which is very surreal, very close by to where we grew up, just like a whole full circle moment. And the kitchen is a highlight for me.
Visually, it's a highlight. Utility-wise, it means nothing to you, but visually.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not going to cook in there. No, no. I'll go in there and film some TikToks. I'm really hoping the morning light does well. We'll do some coffee TikToks and, you know, like aesthetic shit. Your house is very good for TikToks. That's all I'll say. So I'm really excited to go there, to have my own room and to film TikToks because, you know, having an aesthetic home is just really great for content. So I'm really, really proud that you put aesthetics at the forefront of your home buying experience. I'm really excited for the fireplace. I really love fireplaces. They're just fantastic. So I'm really excited to enjoy some s'mores there. And then there was a bar cart outside, but I think you guys got rid of that because it was the staging. But I would like you to put a bar there because then I could be the bartender and I can serve natural wine to all the house guests that come by Scout's home. And I'm so proud of you that you bought it with your own money. That's like crazy. I didn't know that you could do that. That's cool. Wow. I can't do that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That list was a lot of what you're going to be doing here, which I guess makes me happy because I can just tell you to come here if you want content and then you will.
Yes. Yeah. What do you think about me being the bartender? That sounds right.
Well, okay. So this sparked an idea in me. Do you want to help me plan a very, very beautiful, tasteful, romantic housewarming party with lights and candles and natural wine and beautiful things everywhere?
Mm-hmm. We'll be like Steve on Ayla.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Oh my God.
Yes.
So.
Okay. I get my new bed early March. So why don't we plan this party for mid end of March and you can come stay with me for the week and help me host and plan it.
I'm there. I'm ready.
Me too. Okay. Well, I love you very much. I miss you. I haven't seen you in a long time. I haven't seen anyone. You know, I've only seen one of my friends in the last month for an hour. Like, I literally haven't seen anyone. So okay. I feel like I need to get out and be social. So if I could see you soon, it would be appreciated. And that's it. I love you. I appreciate you, sisters. Thank you for continuously listening. I am consistently in shock every week that happens. So
me too. You guys are truly the best. We were joking in the beginning, but literally join our community center. We love talking to everyone and it's such a supportive group of gals over there. So feel free to join.
Yeah. We love you. Follow us on Instagram at OKSIS Podcast. You can follow me at Scout Sobel. You can follow Mads at Maddie Mayo and we will catch you next week. Love you, sisters.
Love you.
Do you ever feel like you're struggling through motherhood? You're not alone. I'm Erica Jossa, host of the MomWell podcast, therapist and mom of three. Join me each Wednesday as I sit down with guests, including psychologists, pediatricians, psychiatrists, fertility specialists, lactation consultants, and more to unravel the myths of motherhood. With expert advice, practical tips, self-love, and some coping skills to help you along the way, you can become the mother you want to be. Listen to the MomWell podcast at momwell.com/listen or on your favorite podcast platform.